January 1, in heavenly places, our exalted privilege. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:4-6. As God raised Christ from the dead, that he might bring life and immortality to light through the gospel, and thus save his people from their sins, so Christ has raised fallen human beings to spiritual life, quickening them with his life, filling their hearts with hope and joy. Christ gave himself for the redemption of the race, that all who believe in him may have everlasting life. Those who appreciate the great sacrifice receive from the Savior that most precious of all gifts, a clean heart. They gain an experience that is more valuable than gold or silver or precious stones. They sit together in heavenly places in Christ, enjoying in communion with him the joy and peace that he alone can give. They love him with heart and mind and soul and strength, realizing that they are his blood-bought heritage. Their spiritual eyesight is not dimmed by worldly policy or worldly aims. They are one with Christ as he is one with the Father. Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Titus 2:14. He made an offering so complete that through his grace everyone may reach the standard of perfection. Of those who receive his grace and follow his example, it will be written in the book of life, complete in him without spot or stain. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. What is there left for us to ask that is not included in this merciful, abundant provision? Through the merits of Christ, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It is our privilege to draw nigh to God, to breathe in the atmosphere of his presence. Nothing short of abiding in the presence of Christ will bring peace, freedom, courage, and power.